with all of the music you love.
Jacka News, you need to know. You need to know now.
Pretoria and Johannesburg tomorrow reaching a high of 24, Polokwane up to 21. We start in Johannesburg with news just in. Former MMC for Community Development and former Mayor Kabelo Gwamanda made good on his threats to drag the city speaker to court over his axing. Gwamanda, who's also former mayor, was fired over the weekend while an investigation continues into allegations that he stole money through a fake funeral scheme. We've just seen his legal team's letter. More on this tomorrow morning with Gerda de Souza and the rest of the team. Other news from the courts. The state maintains it acted within its authority when arresting SAFA boss Danny Jordaan and his co-accused CFO Gronny Hluyo. They were arrested despite the pair approaching the High Court for an interdict. Jordaan, Hluyo and businessman Trevor Neertling have been granted bail by the Specialized Commercial Crimes Court in Palm Ridge today. Masichaba Sifularo was there.
SAFA President Danny Jordaan and CFO Gronny Hluyo confirmed they were advised last Thursday to hand themselves over to authorities today. They, however, didn't do so after approaching the High Court to stop their arrest. The pair were apprehended at their homes this morning after failing to hand themselves over. And in court, they described the arrests as an abuse of processes and the law. However, NPA spokesperson Pindim Jonondwane says while they were served with papers from the court, they didn't stop officers from effecting the arrest.
Those were defective documents because they did not contain a case number. The Hawks decided that there was nothing that stopped them.
Masichaba Sifularo for Jack Rander from News in Palm Ridge.
The government, meanwhile, released a new draft bylaw aimed at regulating township economies and improving food safety. Minister in the Presidency, Kumbutso Ntshavheni, confirmed the Gazette during a post-cabinet briefing today. She says the bylaw will establish clear standards for township businesses to enhance food safety and accountability. Meanwhile, Health Minister Dr. Aaron Motsoaledi says the food contamination problem is more widespread than just at spaza shops. He was answering questions in Parliament earlier today.
That's why South African police services have sent a group of detectives. They've been there for the past 3 weeks to try and investigate this matter to find out, did anybody become negligent or has it just happened accidentally? And I can assure you, as I'm standing here, the little information we have is that this problem goes far beyond spaza shops in the country.
And at today's Border Management Authority Conference and Expo, the recent violence at the Lebombo border post in Mozambique was a hot topic. And Willem Els from the Institute of Security Studies warned that terrorist networks are exploiting the country's weak and under-resourced border security systems. Although flagging this as a concern, Els says South Africa isn't necessarily a frequent target of attacks.
Our borders are the weak underbelly of the South African system. If we do not manage it adequately, it could become the main conduit. We see that South Africa developed and maintained quite a weak, under-resourced system.
And big news on the international front, America's president-elect Donald Trump is meeting with outgoing President Joe Biden to discuss the transition of power. He has a statement during a photo op.
Politics is tough, and it's many cases not a very nice world, but it is a nice world today, and I appreciate very much a transition that's so smooth. It'll be as smooth as it can get, and I very much appreciate that, Jill.
You're welcome.
I'm Marlene Fischer from myself and the rest of the team. Good night.
And now, 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop,
get ready.
On Jacaranda FM.